Most people, you, over time, prove untrustworthy. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, friends, spouses. It is really hard to decide who to trust. Most people, over time, prove untrustworthy. Doctors, lawyers, accountants, friends, spouses. Oh, and the so-called teachers and gurus. But why? It is all because the level of inquat, morality inquat, of Homo sapiens is controlled inquat, desire to receive for the self alone inquat, and the inquat, fat dog syndrome inquat. Desire to receive for the self alone is from the inquat, selfish gene inquat. A theory that explains that the genes only consider the living thing a vehicle to carry around and provide for the survival of that selfish gene. And, because there are billions of genes out there, the genes are only interested in their own survival, not other genes. And because it is a competitive environment, the selfish gene is intent to get its own survival at the expense of others' genes. That is inquat, desire to receive for the self alone inquat, still the rule of survival in our days and age, not the rule we claim we have, cooperation, coexistence, brotherhood, unity, and many other words we say but not live by. We live in the age of hypocrisy. The people in our lives, including the inquat, authorities inquat, we should be able to trust, are in the game for themselves, and often for themselves only. For their own narrow interest, that often exclude your interest, what you pay them for. Nasty, eh? So when it comes to getting guidance from somewhere, trusting is dangerous, silly, and also necessary. Or you are really on your own. And given the level of awareness, given the level of ignorance on all levels of society, that may not be a good idea. So here I am, some sort of a guru for many, sick, trying to regain my health. Here I am creating food and supplements lists for a modest fee for my time. Can you trust me? Can I trust me? Am I one of those shysters with desire to receive for the self alone? So the past week I have been studying. I watch videos, buy and read ebooks. Read, listen, and diligently muscle test, is this true? What is the truth value of the statement? Does this conflict with what I have been saying? It's a lot of a work, and it is very scary. So far, I am happy to report, I have found no discrepancy between what has tested as true, and my recommendations. On the other hand, even the best information hasn't risen above 60% truth value. Meaning 40% of the information is literally not true. The two areas I have been studying are circulatory health, and eye health. Why those two? Because I have an issue of those, so I have more than just professional interest in studying those. My life, the quality of my life depends on it. The good news is, my food lists are accurate. The bad news is, they should come with an education. Because how do you make yourself well if you pick 5 items from the approximately 50, average, number of items that you can eat, and try to live on those? And how do you make a new food list work for yourself if you still live on packaged foods, restaurant food, sodas, etc.? One client ordered her first food list about 5 years ago. She was 5 years younger, and a lot healthier than she is now. She interpreted the food list as a license to eat shrimp garlic in restaurants day in and day out. She never learned to cook. And today she is a 50-year-old who lives in a 70-year-old body. Always ready to argue, fly into rage, go into scarcity mode where she is the victim. Knowledge is power. But knowledge does nothing unless you do. I heard that heart attack survivors, multiple heart bypass patients observe their lifestyle recommendations for only a few months. As long as the fear lasts. I don't want clients like that. I want clients that use their motive power, their desire to live a full life, because they have something to live for. What you live for is entirely made up by you. In reality, there is no reason to live, and there is no reason to die. In reality, you do what you do. But in your personal reality created by your speaking, created by language, you can decide what you want to live for. If you haven't done that, you are probably like that heart attack survivor, making changes for the short term and then return to business as usual. It is not easy to make up a reason to live. Nothing in reality supports it, and your family won't support it either. So you are on your own, and you'll need to provide for the continuing existence of your word. A community is ideal for this. But first you need to enroll them of your word, of your intention, or they will continue relating to you as you were before you spoke. On my site, for my students, the discussion forum is a good place to learn how you are heard, how what you say influences others listening for you. Others listening can make you a king or a pauper. Start with these semi-strangers from your fellow inquat, Sophie Heads inquat, lol. They will be more generous in their listening of you than anyone who already knows you, and have already decided that you are full of shit. Because you have been full of it. But in regards to what to live for, you may not have been. Probably you have been mute, so others had the liberty to make up a story about you. Practice it. In an upcoming webinar workshop, we'll do this work, under my guidance. Stay posted. But before you can be invited, you need to have been my client for a while, and prove that at least you mean business, when it comes to making yourself the best you possible. One possible way to do that is to find out how to get well. Your entry, for the next 4 days, is to find out your eating style. Behind that you'll find my most ever discounted offers for further health offers. But you can only see them if you buy the Inquat, What is Your Eating Style Inquat, for $10. Go and read the gory details, lol https://www.yourvibration.com/1/eating-style. If you buy, just give me time. I cannot do more of those than just a few in a day, mostly because all that muscle testing kills my hands. I'll send your order an email when it's ready. And then that passes the ball into your hands. We'll see what you do with it. Hold it, run with it, or drop it. It is a new year. Try to make it the beginning of the rest of your life. Because it is.